Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside the wonderful, the great Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, merely Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm fighting the allergies.
Me too.
But it's just going around. But we're going to have a good time today. We've got some great guests.
I am very, very excited about interviewing these guests. This is going to be fun.
As you know, Gwinnett Business Radio, we highlight and spotlight companies that do business in Gwinnett or are based here in Gwinnett and that, of course, serve all of Atlanta. But great folks here in the studio today. Joining us from Web Marketing Therapy, we have Lori Thomas Ross. And Lori, do you like to go by Lori Thomas Ross or just Lori Ross?
Lori Thomas Ross.
Lori Thomas Ross from Vince Bailey Productions. Vince the Voice Bailey. He goes by either Vince Bailey or just The Voice, right?
That's right. You can call me for that or call me the other thing, too.
I also see you're the voice of God.
Yes, I am. And well, so
we'll talk about that.
Welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio X.
We're just going to end the show right now.
That's right. Just stop. Why even go on?
It doesn't
on?
Get any better than that. And from Kim Young Kim Entertains, it's Kim Young Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today? I don't have the bass down like that. I'm sorry. I'm working on it.
No one does, Kim Young.
But we're gonna have some fun with you later on in the show. So we're saving that for last. That's gonna be a lot of fun. Let's start with Lori Thomas Ross, Web Marketing Therapy. And Lori, tell us about your agency. What does your company do?
We get organizations on the right path to success. Admitting you need help is the first step to recovery when it comes to web and digital marketing.
So I'm a business, and I seek you out. How can you help me? Specifically, how can you get my business out there?
Well, like any therapy patient, it depends on where you're at and where you want to go. We're all at different levels of self-actualization, and some organizations need everything from branding to messaging help, and some are doing everything, and they come to the therapy couch and say, okay, great, now what? And so we treat every unique organization uniquely and treat their needs as they need to go where they want to go.
Lori, the very first answer you gave is going to lead to my first question, which you kind of said the first step is recognizing you need help. How do you help businesses recognize that first step? Or maybe they call you and they don't quite know how bad it is or how much they need your help. Talk a little bit about that and help all the businesses listening kind of maybe go, oh my goodness, I think I need to call Lori.
Every organization looks at marketing with some pain, stress, overwhelm. And Web Marketing Therapy has a humorous but really healthy approach to marketing. And it all begins with education. It's that level of awareness, whether it's, I am so stressed out, or this is costing me too much, or, you know what, I think I'm doing a good job, but I'd like a professional opinion to go the next level. We're all in different phases, but marketing shouldn't be stressful. It shouldn't be expensive. It shouldn't be overwhelming. And pardon me for shooting on all of you so early in the morning. But
shouldn't do that.
I know. I should not do that. Marketing is about building relationships. And if relationships are icky, yucky, stressful, and expensive, then you're doing something wrong. There is no pain, no gain with digital marketing. So folks get on my therapy couch, and we diagnose, we prescribe, and guide, and get folks in a better direction.
All right, Web Marketing Therapy. We're talking with the CEO and the marketing therapist, Lori Thomas Ross, Web Marketing Therapy, a digital marketing agency. Your agency focuses on five factors for success. Tell us about those.
Sure do. When I was writing my book, The McGraw-Hill 36-Hour Course to Online Marketing, I was incredibly frustrated. I had all these different chapters on email marketing, building your website, social media, blogging, online advertising, and they all kept overlapping, which is not what you want with different chapters. And so what I did is I took a step away from writing. I broke down what the overlays were, and those became the introduction to the book, The Five Factors for Success: credibility, usability, visibility, sellability, scalability. Credibility is getting folks to know us, like us, and trust us. That's our image. That's our voice. That's that feeling we get. Usability is how easy is our web sites, blogs, social media to use. If people can't use our sites, they won't. Game over. They're a click away from your competition. Next is visibility. We can be the best at what we do, but if nobody knows about us, sucks to be us. So visibility is everything from social media, search engine marketing, advertising. And then there's sellability. And this is the part where a lot of folks begin to squirm as professionals of, oh, I don't know how to sell myself. Why you versus the competition? If you are not communicating that repeatedly in your messaging on your sites and your Twitter profile and all of the above, then you're not helping your audience understand why you're worth working with. And the last factor is scalability. I love digital marketing because you don't just spend, you invest. And every blog post builds and compounds to be a piece of your website. Every tweet, every podcast all becomes a piece of your puzzle, even your graphics. So looking at those five factors creates what I call multitasking marketing, where they're working in unison to brand build and boost business.
Credibility, usability, visibility, sellability, and the last one again was?
Scalability.
Scalability.
I knew that, by the way. I was really listening.
Yes. No, I couldn't read my own writing here. I feel like I want to make a joke about the Beverly Hillbillies, but I don't know why.
You just did.
I just
it
did.
It wasn't very good.
But boom.
Okay.
Stealing Kim's thunder here. Yeah. Talk about some steps that people can do and business leaders can do to improve a website.
First thing you want to do is ask yourself, who are you? What do you do? And whom do you serve? Who you are, what you do, whom you serve. And go back and look at all of your assets. This is the tough love, critical evaluation part, self-diagnosis. And make sure your site says that. I cannot tell you how many projects my team and I work on where those simple questions are not clearly communicated first thing on the homepage of a website and in your LinkedIn summary and everywhere else.
Lori, I want to focus on what you said. You just said projects and your team gets involved. So this is more than just diagnosis. You are doing more. Do you do more than just consulting? You guys actually help people achieve success and get to those five factors and get to multitasking marketing?
We begin with advisory. We also do training where we empower staff members, employees, interns, and we do ongoing management as well. I don't believe in therapy where you just send someone off and, you know, good luck to you. We can hold your hand as long as you need throughout that process.
You can go from the theoretical to the practical, which is what a lot of business owners want to get.
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking with Lori Thomas-Ross with Web Marketing Therapy here on Gwinnett Business Radio. What's the number one mistake? And I'm sure people are going to perk up their ears now because this is a good question. What's the number one mistake people make when it comes to their marketing?
It's the mindset. We think of marketing as pushy, used car salesman, icky, slimy, blech. And that is not what marketing means. I also teach for UC Berkeley Extension and other universities. The true academic meaning of marketing is maximizing exchanges. That's as scientific as I will get today. It boils down to relationships. And when we look at marketing with this pushy, advertising-centric approach, it's unethical, but it's also incorrect. And so I am on a mission to retrain brains to think marketing, M-A-R-K, capital E-D for education, I-N-G. I love putting that up on the blackboard when I'm teaching. Students go, oh my gosh, you can't spell. Marketing is the mashup of the words marketing and education. What do you want to have your audience understand? What do you need to help them understand? Education is altruistic, it's ethical, and it works. All of that content marketing, all these things that are floating around these days, social media, photos, it's all education.
Lori, what about the small business owner who their marketing has mostly been word of mouth, their marketing has mostly been hanging up a sign outside their building or just worked with friends and family and just some relational marketing? They hear about the five factors, they hear about all the different platforms, and they are just incredibly overwhelmed and they already don't have a lot of time. Where should they start? What are some practical tips for the very, very small business owner who goes, my time and my resources are limited?
It's a healthy approach to look at it with that. First thing I would look at is the positive word of mouth marketing. You've got a great foundation to work with. Now let's translate that. Let's repurpose it to some word of mouth marketing. I'm from California. I'm big into recycling. It's great for the planet. It's also really awesome for your marketing. And you can repurpose those testimonials, the folks who've already known you, liked you, and trusted you, and get those stories, put them together. Simple websites. Now everything's happening on our mobile devices. We don't need 300-page websites. Homepage, about page, services, products, press, contact, blog, done. And use what you've got to get what you want.
Tell us a little bit, Lori, about your background and how you got into what you're doing today.
Well, I started as an international supermodel. Just kidding. In a former life, I worked for Saks Fifth Avenue. I was in retail management. I love people. I loved dressing people. I loved getting to know them and knowing their lifestyles. And I was plucked out of my job in management by a personal shopping client who said, drop out of college, quit your job at Saks, and you're going to make a lot of money on the internet. And I politely declined because I did not own a personal computer, had never used email in my life. This was 1999. And she approached me again and said, you would be really foolish. Give this a try. And I said something like, so I can wear jeans to work? And she said, yes. And I said, okay. And so I let my husband at the time, who's now my husband, that I was going to quit my safe, secure job and go sell clicks on the internet. And he was screaming. He was on the road on a trade show. He now works with me, so he believes in what I've done. But this all translated into getting into the dot-com boom when it was booming, and I did sell those banner ads on the internet, and I'm very sorry, everyone, that I sold those pop-up ads. I'm a recovering salesperson now. What I loved about online advertising was the organizations and the messaging, and I was able to take the push marketing and transition into what is the pull marketing, the how do we get people into the funnel but also connect with them, retain them. And so I went from selling online advertising to actually doing the complete opposite, to acquiring customers through buying advertising. And this is back in, this is dot-com boom, dot-com bust. And then I had to learn everything. There were no schools. There were no books. It was roll up your sleeves, get in there. So I'm a classic dot-com kid. I did eventually go back to school. But it was a very organic journey and one that just takes all the high-tech tools but really layers that high touch on top of it.
Laura, you mentioned a book right at the beginning of the interview, and you said it very quickly, so I want to give you an opportunity to push it again, The McGraw-Hill, and then I kind of got lost. So tell the title again and a little bit about what's in there.
It's The McGraw-Hill 36-Hour Course to Online Marketing. You can get it on Amazon or on my website, lorithomas.com. And it is a guidebook. It's something that sits on any professional's desk, any marketing professional, student, director, that breaks down into 12 easy chapters, so you have a couple hours per chapter, on how to navigate the waters, whether you're new to it or experienced and are looking for ways to do things better.
And I think this area is an area that is overrun with people, but I think what's come across in just a few minutes we've been talking to you is there's a depth of knowledge, there's a depth of experience. Even though you're 29 years old, it's amazing how much you've done since 1999.
So, former international supermodel.
Exactly.
Husband is now a husband.
And coworker.
And she doesn't like to shit on people in the morning. So.
Things I've taken away: credibility, usability, visibility, sellability, ability, and scalability.
Hopefully we haven't taken those things away from her by doing this interview.
Lori Thomas Ross, the marketing therapist, CEO of Web Marketing Therapy. Before we ask you about all their contact information for those that want to reach out and find out more, maybe use your services and take advantage of that, where do you see the future of digital marketing? Where's this all going?
The future is mobile, more and more and more mobile. It's all about feng shui, less is more, and we're doing a lot of hoarding interventions with organizations these days and breaking things down and focusing on the need-to-haves and cutting a lot of the clutter. But it's getting smaller, it's getting simpler, and that just means we have to be more pithy and more powerful and to the point.
Lori Thomas Ross, Web Marketing Therapy, for those that want to look into your find out more about you, maybe use your services. Where can they get that information?
You can go to webmarketingtherapy.com. You can also Google my name, Lori Thomas Ross, and you can look at all of my hairdos over the years with all the Google images out there. But I'm all over the web. I'm easily Googleable.
Okay.
You know what I love? Just how she gave her information? Less is more.
Yes.
Simple website, simple name, Google me, go get it.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Did not realize Lori was actually going to be the opening act for Kim Young Kim here, so she has set the stage. But joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio, we are joined by Vince the Voice Bailey from Vince Bailey Productions, and here's the voice of God. Hello, Vince.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Gwinnett Radio X.
Doing great. How'd you get started in media? Tell us about your background and tell us about your company.
Well, before I do that, I want to confess all of my secrets to Lori. I mean, she is a therapist that's listening, to the points that she made, it was just really, really in-depth. And I thought I was on NPR live. Or, you know, I mean, this was very good and great advice, Lori. Well, and it's kind of validation for me because I'm one of the type who fell into this life, you know, as a kid and just found something that I loved. And what I heard from Lori, you know, is about being real and being true to yourself and things like that. It's kind of validation for me. I found reading as a kid in class, and anybody but Vince, you know, who wants to read? Anybody but Vince kind of kid, you know, and really got into standing in front of the class, and later on, you know, working and emceeing little shows. And as time went on, I got into video production, and it's just been just a tremendous ride. I call it kind of like feel good media production, you know, things that make people give them some kind of emotion and a good emotion. So tribute videos is my forte. I've been, you know, C-level executives, nonprofit organizations, telling those stories, and it's just been a great ride.
Have you always had the deep voice, or is that something you had to work on over the years?
Well, the voice, you know, and I teach voiceover at Clayton State University, and I also do private lessons. And everyone in the class, you know, when they come the first time, oh, I hate my voice. I say, you know what will change that? You know what will change that, right, Stephen?
No, tell me.
A check. Then it's the greatest voice on earth. And so, you know, when told that, hey, you have a great, good voice, Vince, you know, so I really embraced that and started out with, what is it called? The United Way Reading Service for the Blind. People enjoyed that. And cable TV and government television and educational television and then radio itself. And, you know, people say, hey, they like your voice. As a result now, you know, national programming, just did the Trumpet Awards, you know, got to tell vignettes on Jamie Foxx, Janelle Monáe, the CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, you know, to sit at home and, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Cobb Galleria in, you know, Marietta, Georgia, it's the 2015 Trumpet Awards. It's quite fun.
You've used the term, and we've talked about the term voiceover. For those that are not in the business, what is voiceover?
Well, there's a voice just everywhere you go today. So, you know, you go to the airport, you go to the Kroger, it's, hey, you want more octane in your tank? You know, your internet, your phones, there's a voice everywhere you go. So people provide those voices, people like myself. You know, I'm at home. And the technology has really, I mean, people are doing it with their phones now. Even, you know, if you're on the road, there's software you can put on your phone. You have a microphone. You can hook it up, get a nice little quiet place, and you can do a decent quality recording. But people record these pieces for businesses and events and things like that. And so, you know, when you say voiceover, you got gaming, you have cartoons, you have the GPS type systems, again, phone messaging, that's a whole world in itself. You know, movie trailer guys, announcers, I'm the live announcer guy. So there's all these different niches that people can fall into. So folks will say, oh, I don't have the, there's a voice that fits everything. Even if you have the deepest southerner's drawl on earth, that drawl sells a lot of pickup trucks and bulldog tickets and hunting and fishing gear and Carhartt and everything else you need. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, sir.
So one question I wanted to ask is the spectrum of how you get work, or the spectrum of the type of work you can do. I would imagine some of it is you've done an MC of an event, and and then somebody else is looking, and they ask a friend, "Oh, we had The Voice do it, so you need to have him come in." But I would imagine there's also come try out. We're looking for a certain type of voice.
Yes.
I would imagine you're not going to do the high falsetto type voice, you know, for a cartoon character, but there might be another cartoon character that would work for you. So what's the spectrum of what you've experienced in finding work?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that. And Lori, again, you said the definition of marketing was maximizing
exchanges or relationships.
maximizing exchanges and relationships. That's what it's all been about, relationships. And, you know, again, finding that niche, you know, you have to be true to who you are. So I like helping people. I like working with, you know, good organizations, things like that. So that's the circle I run in. And as a result, after 32 years of, you know, being in media, I've made a lot of relationships over the years. So I currently, I'm the announcer for the WNBA, the Atlanta Dream. So when you come to Phillips Arena, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Phillips Arena. And we did the Georgia Force together, Mike and I, boxing, and believe it or not, professional ballroom dancing. I was in Oklahoma City this past weekend. I'm a licensed MC with the World of Ballroom Dance. And I was in Oklahoma City, and the first time ever, I don't know if I got food poisoning or just the stomach flu, but I was literally on stage, and I don't want to get too graphic with you people, but I was standing on stage, and I told the organizer, I've got to go to the room. And I stayed in that room. This first time that ever happened. But the world of ballroom dance is, you know, things you don't even think of. There's a, fingers crossed, another nationally program kind of on that American Idol type that's coming out, may have an opportunity. But on the flip side, I'm originally from Indiana, so there's a small AM station back home that my cousin and I, you know, he sends me scripts. I may make $50, you know, to do Jimmy's Hot Dog Stand. I love Jimmy's Hot Dog Stands too. You know, they've got those smoking dogs that everyone loves, located on 5th and Broadway in downtown. Call them today. It's JimmyHotDogs.com. Hey.
And for doing that, you now have unlimited Jimmy's hot dogs.
And $50. Little kid birthday party, man. Dog funeral. I don't care. Life is good.
There's a voice behind everything.
Yes, there is.
And we don't recognize it, but you do because you're in that world.
And in the world of business, think about, you know, how many of us have been to a meeting, workshop, or something like that. And when it starts out, the guy goes, all right, everybody, good morning. We're going to get to the widgets, and as opposed to, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. We're going to get to those widgets, and today you're going to learn how those widgets are going to make you more. And now your eyes are open. You know, they're leaning forward in their chair, and they're going, wow, and they take in that information. I think that's very important, and people don't realize that whole, you know, presentation format management thing. That's what I love.
But, Mike, even his boring voice in that illustration was kind of interesting.
Well, I got to ask you this, and we're talking with Vince the Voice Bailey with Vince Bailey Productions. You know, Lori, she actually registered the marketing therapist. Is the voice, is that registered? Is it even registerable?
Yeah, you can go to vincethevoice.com. And it's funny for those who are dreamers out there, because I will tell you, I came to Georgia in 2003. And in order to really begin work, still in those same arenas, though, I had to shoot, you know, lots of video and do whatever I can and to get busy here. And about 4 years ago, I really made that determination. I'm going to get back to, you know, because I did radio and voiceover. I lived in Arkansas for a number of years. And I'm going to really brand the voice. And so I got a logo, a little caricature, and I just started. And so today, you know, 4 years later, the first thing people say is, there's Vince the Voice. You can't ask for any more. You have to be consistent and persistent and know this is who I am, and be able to everything that happened significant came from a volunteer situation first. And that has taken me all over the country. And I can tell you like 7 or 8 stories where, you know, you met someone and you, you know, did something. And the next thing you know, they say, like the National Forest Service, hey, we're turning 40, 50 years old next year. We need an anniversary video, need someone to fly around the country and go to all these centers. Or the American Cancer Society here in Gwinnett, which is huge, and used to get involved with the Relay for Life, MC that. Dancing with the Stars back in 2004. That's how I got into the world of ballroom dancing. The guy says, man, you're a great MC. You need to get into ballroom dancing. It's 6 years, you know, 7 years later. See how it works?
And you mentioned, Vince, an MC. What's the difference between an MC and an announcer?
I think an MC, good point. I think an MC is more of the, you know, a host that, you know, kind of walks you through. Again, there's nothing worse than being at especially a business environment, and it is a boring presentation. people are looking at their watches, they're scratching, they're going, man, what time, you know. So as an, say, an MC host, you can make that thing interesting. Even when you're announcing, you know, upcoming the manager of papers in the basement, you know, you can still make that interesting to the point where people will want to listen and waiting for the next thing to happen, as opposed to an announcer. Announcer is more, you know, telling you what's coming up. It's time for us, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Please take your seats. And now let me bring up Mike Hammond, you know, and that voice of God behind the stage kind of guy.
And it's also a little more scripted, I think, as an announcer. Normally you're working more from a script or you're more boxed in. An MC, I like what you said, hosting. Mm-hmm. You're more involved with the crowd.
That's right.
It's more you're hosting a party.
That's right. That's right. And again, if your goal is to, whatever that goal is, if you're trying to get this information into people's heads, you got to get their attention.
Okay. Well, I've got to ask this question. Sure. Of all the things you've done, all the voiceover, is there a favorite? If it's not a favorite, is there one that really kind of stands out that you went, this was a really cool experience?
Yeah, well, actually, this was my second year doing the Trumpet Awards. And again, it was, you know, it was big. You're talking, you know, Jamie Foxx, Janelle Monáe. They had the Masters of Funk to start the show with the Barquets. I mean, it was a tremendous. And so, you know, the voiceover for the job actually was done at home. You know, I have a small room. It probably is in my robe, maybe. Lori, picture that, maybe. And you know, you read the scripts, and you know, and it's everything from the beginning to the vignettes and the end. But it was taped. So in you know, the end of January, I got to actually go to the event and walk around and take pictures with all these celebrities. And as the thing is going, you know, that's me. You know, and I mean, it just really felt so good. And
like an out of body experience.
Like
almost,
an out of body experience.
Yeah. Who's that great voice I hear?
Well, you know, that's me on the.
Now, Vince, when I go to a lot of banquets and awards dinners and things like that, because I go to those red carpet events all the time.
Yes.
A lot of times you'll see the person that's up there speaking might be a local news person from Channel 2 or Channel 5 or Channel. What's, you know, for why should these people or these banquets maybe hire an MC as opposed to getting the local news guy that he has a name in the town?
That's right. And which is valuable. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And it's actually kicked me out of a former hockey and arena football job because the local radio guy was going to do it, you know, for free. You know, oh, my goodness. But the anchor, generally, they are good readers. You know, they can read that script. And they can say the words, but are they going to perhaps do they have a connection with the organization?
Can they improvise a little bit too?
Can they improvise? Do they have a connection? Are they going to do, you know, a little more research? You know, I'm going to have a number of notes there. So when there is some type of downtime, not even for the downtime, just really to connect with the audience that I am a part of this thing. It's like, you know, being 100% in as opposed to don't forget to watch me tonight. I'll be doing that story, but really connected to that organization.
All right, Vince the Voice Bailey with Vince Bailey Productions. For that company or organization that would love to hire you out and to use you to MC their event or be an announcer or voiceover, anything that they have that needs to be voiced over, how can they get in touch with you and maybe even hear some of your samples of your work?
Very easily. They can go to VinceBaileyProductions.com. That's VinceBaileyProductions.com. I'm on Facebook, Vince the Voice, VinceBaileyProductions.com. Also Twitter, LinkedIn, all that Vince Bailey. I always use my name because it's easy for them to remember what to put on the check. Thank you so much.
and you got a great name, too. I mean, is Vince Bailey, if that's your given name, then, you know, it's better than Vince Parchikabakaba or something like that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Vince Bailey, Vince Bailey Productions. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Kim Young Kim Entertains, it is Kim Young Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for butchering my name this early. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It happens once a show, Kim Young, so glad it happened.
And it might happen a second time in a show. You just never know.
Sure.
Kim Young Kim, tell us what your company does and what you do.
My company, which is me, I do some entertainment. I entertain. I do this yodeling act. It's pretty impressive. Which I will perform. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just kidding. I do a combination.
Are you an international model as well?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know it, but yes, I am. You can look up my pictures online too. I don't know. Anyways. But, yeah, I do a combination of comedy and rapping and just bring in some fun and energy to events. So,
tell us about some of the events that you've performed at.
I performed at award ceremonies, company parties, conferences. Every now and then I'll do a baby shower, you know, wherever they're just writing money, you know.
Is there a certain age group that you is a good niche for you, or is it pretty much, you know, any age group?
I would say about 95 plus. If you're 95 and over, they really do.
You are the guy. Are the guy.
Yeah. Okay. It's a niche market, but what? Yeah, I'm making my money is all I'm saying.
Obviously,
you get the last laugh. Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Sorry.
Kim Young Kim, I mean, you're a comedian, but you're known as a clean comedian. That's got to be difficult these days.
Yeah, it is. You know, I find myself coming up with things, and then I'm like, I can't tell that on stage because, you know, I want to invite my mom to any event that I'm having, even though she doesn't understand English. You know, I just want to invite her and have her there and good vibes all around. So, yeah.
One of the things that you do is you do a lot of freestyle rapping. What is it? Explain what that is.
Freestyle rapping is just improvisational rapping, just off the cuff. Things that just pop in your head and they just flow out of your mouth, and that's basically all there is to it.
Now, is the rapping trying to be a source of comedy, or it can be, but it doesn't have to be? It just depends on the situation and what you're doing?
Yeah, it can be. You know, it just depends on the situation. Sometimes it'll come out, and it'll come out as comedy. Sometimes it's tragedy. Sometimes, you know, there's some drama, like TNT, you know, whatever.
Sometimes a lot of times on this show we'll have unintentional comedy, but it happens on this show too.
Sometimes,
all the time.
Usually, most of the time most with of the us, time. And it wasn't intended as comedy, was it? So that's always my mistake. Is you say
not
something.
When we started out.
I wish I could take that back.
So one of the parts of your act, and we're talking with Kim Young Kim with Kim Young Kim Entertains. One of the parts of your act is that people in the audience will actually throw words out at you, and you will do a freestyle rap using. The words, is that how it works?
Yeah, just whatever you guys got for me, we'll work with it. So, yeah, absolutely.
So we can just put you on the spot right now.
Oh, we're doing this?
Live on the air? Sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
We got a chance to back
who
out.
Who wants to give him a word? All right, you want to give a word to Lori or Vince?
Well, why don't we do this? Since we are on the business radio,
okay.
Let's keep everything kind of business topic. I think that would... you know, just whatever terms and things that you throw out at me, I probably won't know what they are, but let's just keep it business related.
I can start with a very easy one for
all
you.
All right.
How about sales?
Sales. Okay. Are we doing this a cappella?
Do you want a beat?
You tell us what you want. We've got some stuff lined up if you want. We've got, let's see, Stairway to Heaven. We've got Hotel California.
What in the world are you? Stairway to Heaven.
Somebody
and Hotel
sent us this stuff. I have no idea.
Well, you said you work with 95-year-olds, so Stairway to Heaven, you know.
Which one would you like?
Sure. Let's go with the first one.
The first one.
Stairway.
All right, we'll see what we can do here.
So I got sales. So this is how it works. I'm going to roll through. You guys got to keep throwing me words, and we'll just keep that thing flowing. Does that sound good?
All right.
Sounds good.
Never heard this song in my life. Oh, okay. All right. Let's go. Yo. Check. Yo, I'm coming through with sales. No epic fails. Get sales up. Then I'm in the black. I spit a bunch of raps. Don't go in the red, but I'm flowing from the head. And you heard what I said. The forecast for quarter two or quarter three. I got a bunch of MCs that wanna be right here next to me on the business radio show. When I flow off the top and I go when I need another word. When I come through and serve.
Marketing.
Spit a freestyle when I'm parking this thing. Yo, I'm marketing and I got therapy. Get a lot of clarity. Know who you are. And that's what I say. I tell people that they stars. I spit freestyles and you can see how I'm going far,
office,
far.
Office.
And yo, I'm the boss in the office. Call me Michael Scott when I drop a whole lot of jokes. come through dope. Management. And you don't understand, I'm damaging management because I'm coming through. I'm C-level now. You can
strategy,
see me on the microphone. Yo, I just have to be on the strategy like I'm Bill Belichick. Get respect and I get a bunch of trophies.
Stapler.
Dopely. You don't understand. Yo, I'm greater than that red stapler. Took it back to the office space. Yo, I come through when I put myself
procurement.
In place. And you don't understand.
No.
I couldn't hear that last word, but it sounded like procurement. I don't even know what that is, but I talk to these kids. They call me a whiz when I'm spitting off the top, and I spit with that flair. The right is on, and I'm on air, and I come through right
wow.
here like Con
supply
Air.
Chain.
Yo, I'm off the chain. Supply chain's what we got all the freaking time when I come link it up, and that's what I do. I gotta think
business
of what.
Business Radio X.
You don't understand. Yo, I talked to my ex about Business Radio X. She's not a husband, though. I spit a freestyle, and I'm busting flows, and
retention.
I go.
Retention.
Intention. Retention is what I got in my bladder. Yo, it's fatter. Spit a freestyle while I'm climbing up the ladder. Stairway to heaven when I come through with my brethren. Spit a freestyle and that's my weapon. I'm coming
PowerPoint,
out the top.
PowerPoint.
And you don't understand. I don't do joints, but I do PowerPoints. I come through. Yo, it's Office 2008.
Reports,
yo, I come
reports,
through.
Reports.
And yo, I'm taking them to court. And I do a report like a court order. And you don't understand what I could straight afford, sir. I come through, run through all the freaking time. Spit a freestyle.
Mike, you've got to
like
do a word or he's not
going to
stop.
And that's how I do
terminate,
with a freestyle
terminate,
flow.
Terminate.
Yo, I'm kind of great. Opposite of terminate. Because when you are terminated, you are 95 plus. You can see me on the bus when I come through and bust all the freaking rhymes. And that's how I go. And that's what I say with a freestyle flow.
Oh, my God. Oh. Available on iTunes now.
How do you do that? How did you realize, when did you first realize you had that type of a talent?
I started rapping 17 years ago. So I started rapping when I was 2 years old, you know, because I'm now 19. No, I'm not. But I started rapping 17 years ago. And, you know, just like anything else in life, you are not very good at it in the beginning. You stumble a lot. You drop the words. You stink, and then you keep stinking.
You have to be singing the song or doing the rap while you're thinking ahead to what the next line or next two or next three lines are.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I do have to think on the fly. It's just, I guess natural talent and a combination of just working hard at it. So
trial and error. That's what I was thinking. Trial and error. There's
yes.
a lot of trial and error, and then you've got go-to lines that you know you can do. And improv is, it becomes an art, doesn't it? It becomes a talent.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I practice a lot while I'm driving around and people look at me and it's okay, though. It's okay.
People that may not be listening to the live broadcast now, but maybe are listening after the fact to the podcast, they can go back and listen to it again. You actually got Bill Belichick.
Absolutely.
Into your rap.
Where did and that, Wasman. He got Wasman.
Where did that come from?
Bill Belichick, I believe he came from a hardworking working class family in the 1950s or something like that. Was a new term that I learned today, and I was like, yeah, was been, that's right. But he never was been. Maybe that was a problem. I don't know.
Well, isn't comedy about observing the world around you and then making observations and pointing out, the comedian looks at something and goes, oh, ooh, this is interesting. I bet everybody doesn't see that, but I see it, and then being able to bring it out. So hearing a word was been and going, okay, that's kind of funny, and then finding a way to work it into your rap. That's what comedians do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you work with what you have. You see all the... See, this is the thing about comedy. There's no shortage of material. You just have to go and open your eyes sometimes. You know, the gym, great place to get some comedy.
Reality TV,
oh,
great
everywhere.
Place to get some comedy. And Mike asked you the question about being a clean comedian and the difficulty there. It really is still finding funny things, just not dropping F-bombs or you know, shooting on people in the morning and things. I mean, it really is... It's just subtracting one element that other comedians find necessary to find. And I'm sure, you know, maybe you occasionally slip up, just as long as it's not at the children's birthday party, you're fine, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's really easy go-tos. I just try to challenge myself and scrap those and do things that, you know, everybody can enjoy. You know, everybody's happy, I'm happy. They don't write, you know, things on the check about how angry they are, you know. So we're good. I'm still getting checks, I'm saying, but people, they smile when
they
give them
to me.
Don't
write on the memo line, you know, things that you did wrong.
Exactly.
So Kim Young, for those that would like to find out more, maybe hear some of your other work and are thinking about hiring you out, where can they get all this information?
You can go to my website. That's kimyoungkim.com. That's K-I-M-Y-U-N-G. There is no O. kimyoungkim.com/entertainer. So you can find me right there and send me a little email or send a pigeon or something like that. But send me some sort of contact.
And if you're 95 or older, they definitely need to call you now.
They get the discount.
Absolutely.
You get
on the website now.
Absolutely. You know, and the clock is ticking, literally. So, yeah.
But they better call sooner rather than later. Right. Thank you so much. It's a lot of fun. We appreciate it.
No, thank you.
All right. Just want to let you know that.
Why don't you finish the show with this in the background? Can you do it, Mike? Can you handle it?
Yeah, I think I can do this. Hold on. Let's see. They got to stop singing, right?
Oh, there you go.
All right. It's not as quick as the other one.
It's up to you, Mike.
It's time
to go. You're the professional.
No, of the show.
No, I didn't want to.
You want some Mo?
No.
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 Well
no.
done. All right. Forget that then. A reminder that you can enjoy this program. We'll have a little music in the background. You can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. You're my ex. No? Okay. For Steve and Julian.
Hey, I want everyone to email me. The challenge is find a word that rhymes with orange.
Not going to happen.
Exactly.
Want to thank all our guests, Kim Young Kim, Vince the Voice Bailey, and Lori Thomas Ross. For Steven and Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon. We will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Yo, kick it.